from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think the rope has been let go by the New York Mets here. We have a final at Citi Field, and the Oakland A's have come in to Citi Field and taken 2 of 3 from the Mets. A 7-6 victory. It's Evan and Tiki here on the Fan. Evan out sick. But yes, we've gone final at Citi Field, Tiki. What was once a feel-good afternoon, a 5-0 lead for the Mets, gone in a blink after Jose Quintana allows a grand slam, but they answered back the Mets, padded the lead. They still just could not hold on, and they have what looked like could have been a rally in the bottom of the ninth. Pete Alonso in position to come through in the clutch, finally have a big moment this year. He pops it up.
Then Iglesias also gets out, and the game ends in a whimper for this Mets team. Again, you can't lose series like this, obviously, but 2 days ago, Evan was screaming and yelling about how energetic this Met team was going to be because they got disrespected by Austin
Adams,
and all of a sudden they were going to be emotionally, reinvigorated. And they look like it for a day.
Yeah.
And then today they start fine, and then they just can't finish it. This Mets team is one of the most frustrating teams you've ever seen. Because they're good, but it's like they can't find it consistently.
Or everything together.
They can't. Yeah, exactly. So I can't knock everybody, because guess what? Mark Vientos hit 2 home runs
today.
They
still scored 6 runs today, Tiki. The team had a 5-0 lead thanks to the offense.
It's what we thought was lost from them, which is blowing leads.
Right.
Obviously, it's still a big issue here.
Right.
And they're a tease, because one day they play bad and the next day they play so good that you're like, all right, now we got it back. Now we feel like all we have to do is replicate that over and over again against a bad team. All we got to do is replicate that again. And they can't even do it the next day.
No, because that's the definition of what they are and what they should have been all year long, or what they really are now. They are 3 games over .500. You know what their record is at home this year? 31-31. We make the Parcells joke all the time.
Yeah.
You are what your record says you are. Do you know why they're frustrating, Tiki?
Why? Tell me.
Because they're .500 with a ton of talent. Okay? To me, and it's not, of course, you want to be in it and you want to have the summer the Mets have had. So I'm not acting like I would rather be the White Sox or the A's.
Yeah.
But do you know why those fan bases are less frustrated? Because the team presents itself as is. You know the team stinks, so any positive they give you, you have it.
And some of these other teams that are kind of floating around with them.
Yeah.
Let's just take in the division right now. You look at the Braves, they got an excuse.
Of course.
It's spelled out right in front of you. There's 3 of your marquee players are just not available, and you've had to piecemeal it together. You look at a team like, the Padres or the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're kind of in the same boat-ish, but they've found a way to play well down the stretch, or at least start down the stretch. Why? What's wrong with the Mets? They're better on paper than those teams.
They should be. Well, first of all, they don't have a stopper to stop the bleeding, ace-wise, pitching-wise. And the Kodai Senga injury that, even I poo-pooed a little bit. When you got him back, that should have been a big addition, and you lost that right away. And the bullpen. The moment Ednel Nunez went down, they lost a reliable arm in that bullpen, and everything became thinner around them. And today you saw it. Reed Garrett just didn't have it either. But Quintana should also be one of those guys front line. You cannot give up that grand slam in that spot, up 5-0. And above anything else, look,
if this was the Braves today, if this was the Phillies, the Diamondbacks, some of these teams, I'm sorry. I know they've played better baseball of late, and I know we talked about this at Jet Camp. At home, the Oakland A's are in your building. You can't lose the series.
No, you can't.
And when you're chasing down a wild card spot in an expanded playoff with Major League Baseball, is, Tiki, these are the games that come back to haunt you.
Yeah, just there's not a. We talk about it all the time. It's the same words over and over and over again. And so I'm sure it gets frustrating to listen to, saying there's no urgency. These guys, the pitching staff, rotation, and the bullpen, just inconsistent. We're sitting here watching the postgame on SNY right now. 11 walks they had.
Yeah.
11 free passes they gave up. And you know, obviously Quintana with the grand slam was the death knell. We could talk about...
Well, they still led after that.
True, but you could talk about the bullpen, but you got a 5-0 lead in the fourth
inning. Hold it, man.
Just hold it.
Just hold it. That's why I think with a 5-0 lead at home versus the A's off the win they had last night, I think this is the most inexcusable loss of the year for the Mets. I really do believe that.
Given where they are in the season.
Given where they are in the season, yeah. Okay? Look at this. The Mets did all they could to pull themselves out. 11 games under 500. Punch back. We were having conversations on the air, and I laughed at it, but it was kind of true. Lugie had his eyes on chasing down the Phillies and the Braves dealing with all the injuries. Now, the Padres and Diamondbacks in the midst of this have played ungodly baseball, where they have basically honked and waved past the Mets in that wild card race, and now it's really come down to the Mets and the Braves. We are at a spot now, and granted, the Braves are losing right now 2-0 to the Giants, more baseball to be played, where the Mets are 2.5 games back. Which doesn't seem like a lot, but judging where they are and what's happened with the other two wild card spots, this is inexcusable. When you want to chase down and get to 87, 88, dare we say 90 wins, like we alluded to a couple days ago, Tiki, yeah. You can only have it started with, well, how many more games can they lose this year if you want 90 wins? 12 losses. Yeah. Guess what?
Well, I think it was 15 time.
You're down to 12 losses left if you want to win 90 games.
Right. They can
it's not going to happen.
You can lose 12 more, and they're losing 12 more.
Yeah.
That's the point, because they're not good enough, as we've just seen, to win close games like this. Sometimes they will, but it's either a blowout one way or the other. The close games, they're not winning.
You can't
I'd have
this.
To find the advanced statistics on that. The close games
decided their bullpen's not good enough.
By a run or less.
Their pitching is not good enough to sustain these close games. Look, Alonso's another story. It feels like this year, frankly, is now a lost year clutch-wise. It just is. If you're popping up in that spot, and I know Mason Miller's a great closer, that's a tough spot. But they still scored 6 runs in this game. 6 runs at home versus the Oakland A's has to be enough to win a baseball game that, frankly, you had to have.
Yeah.
You can't lose this series.
Yeah, and Brazoban was bad when he came in. He had the 2-run lead because Vientos hit his second home run of the day. He just got wild all over the place, walking guys through an inside pass ball, too tight to the batter, and goes past catcher. You get another run that comes in, and they take the lead eventually. It just the pitching isn't good enough, and the clutch players aren't clutch enough. I mean, really, it's really Pete Alonso hasn't been clutch enough.
Yeah.
He's been good. I don't want to say he's had a bad season, especially post All-Star break. He's actually, his OPS is up over 900. His average is obviously very respectable. You'd look at the slashing numbers after the All-Star break and say he's not having a bad season.
No, he's
fine.
But
that's eliminating, or it's obscuring the clutch game type winning situations, which he has not been good at all season long.
Look, you want to be $150 million, $200 million player? You can't pop out in that spot versus the A's, and you can't do what he's done all year long in these spots when they need him, when they're counted on him, right in that middle of the lineup, when guys are getting on in front of him. But nonetheless, the team, and Alonso walked twice, scored 2 runs, still scored 6 runs in this game.
Mm-hmm.
The pitching's not good. And what really is the problem here, and Lugie's actually been really good on this, where the Mets, every time they've had these little hiccups throughout the season, they haven't let go of the rope. They haven't let go of the rope. And that's why I started with, I think they've let go of the rope. They come off that sweep to the Mariners and what was a pretty disappointing, I know some didn't call it that, road trip. You cannot come back home after a day off and lose 2-3 to Oakland. I'm sorry. Things are now getting out of control. And, Tiki, it's only been 2 weeks since the trade deadline.
Yeah.
A trade deadline that we all, I think, came to an agreement that, hey, the Mets proved they were in. They kind of were in, but what they didn't do was sell off pieces. David Stearns had a position and a belief on this team preseason, signing guys to one-year deals, where basically you could use those, hey, we'll see where we're at, but they could be assets for me to cash and bring back either prospects or whatever, that when the Mets, who hopefully have a big offseason this year, can use that and move around and be more, flexible in making moves next year.
Yeah.
he went away from that plan and did not sell pieces because the Mets gave him a reason to believe. And you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you're going to do that and David Stearns is going to do that, what the Mets can't do is give it all back where you feel like the season's hopeless before Labor Day.
Yeah.
And we're in danger territory of that being the case with the Mets.
I mean, look, we're not there yet.
Not there yet.
We're not there yet because the Mets could easily turn it and, you know, sweep the Marlins and then play well against the whatever it is.
Of course, they could.
But again, that's what's going to make it frustrating. When they all of a sudden take this negative situation, flip it so you feel really good, and oh, wait, we're only a game out, the wild card now, a game and a half out behind the Braves right now. Okay, we're still in good shape. And then have another devastating loss.
Yeah.
It's the devastating losses that kill you. Those are the ones that piss you off.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, the streaks are what they are because baseball's a streak. It's what they say. It's baseball. But when you get it right and then mess it up right again, that's what frustrates
me. 5-0 lead at home to the A's. That cannot be a loss.
I agree.
And if and when the season ends and you count the amount of games back the Mets finish our playoff spot, you will look back at August 15th and a 5-0 lead at home versus the A's and go, that's one we could have ill afforded to lose.
Yeah.
Met reaction now on the phones. 888-808-1019. Before I do that, it's only fair. Tommy, I have to. The power of positivity. You guaranteed to win 14 times today. You must speak for the fan base.
My fellow Met fans, if you're driving home from the game or you just tuned in now after watching the game, I have positive news. The Mets will still have a successful homestand. Look across Major League Baseball. Teams have ups and they have downs. Every single team has gone through it. The Yankees, the Phillies, the Dodgers, even the Mets. How many of you asked yourself this question when they were 10, 11, under 500, thought the season was over, and you have those same feelings now? Positive Tommy was there for you Memorial Day weekend. He's there for you again.
What's the gimmick when's the next game? What's the next gimmick?
Oh, they're handing out OMG t-shirts tomorrow.
Oh.
More on gimmicks, by the way, with Cinco de Five coming up in the next segment.
And I'm glad you said that because the season is far from over, and it has been a season of gimmicks. We know that. We have Grimace. We have the Rally Pimp. We have Seymour Wiener. We have OMG. We have Positive Tommy or Loogie. And now we have the Hawk Tour Girl.
Yeah, a lot
the
of female, good
shit. The female Loogie. Yeah, we blew a game when she pitched. Yeah, we came back. But I promise you this. The Hawk Tour Girl, the female Loogie, and of course Positive Tommy, the male Loogie, we will lead us to October. Don't make plans. The Mets will be playing baseball.
This is sad. She's not a Met fan.
Loogie!
She's not going to be around.
She was
here for a day.
She was here for a day, and the Mets blew a 5-0 lead. She's done. That's a written-off gimmick. I'll just say this, Tiki, and with all due respect, Tommy, I've heard you through, and I respect your work in being the power positive with the Mets. He didn't even believe his words. You could tell. There was something missing
making
in his voice
up
there.
As he's saying them.
Messiah?
This is
Loogie?
A spot where, and I give him credit, he also talks about like being at the podium, addressing the fans.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I know I have to say something, but you didn't feel in his voice. Met fans,
it's all out in front of us.
The power
that's what that was.
The power positive.
I think it had the right tone, actually, considering everything that's going on right now, because if I was sitting here screaming and yelling, it would be panic, and the Met fans would be panicking and giving up.
But
I was cool, calm, collected. I'm cooler than the other side of the pillow. I'm positive, Tommy. I'm undefeated. It is what it is. We will be back. The Hawk Tour Girl will lead us, with me too.
Let's go, Mets!
Any more? Are we good? Can I finish with my one-liner? You know who was defeated today?
Who's that?
The Mets. Zach and Massapequa. Zach, what's up?
I have no words. I just can't believe that the Mets blew that game today. You're 5-0 against the A's, the Oakland A's. Now, I get it. They've been hot. They've been great for a month and a half. Hoopla. Let's throw a party. That does not excuse today. Today was the worst loss of the season, and it won't. I fear that it won't even matter. There won't be a bigger loss because nothing will matter. It's just unbelievable. It is unbelievable what the Mets did today. How do you go up 5-0 and then you give it all back in one inning? You give up a grand slam. I just don't understand. Also, how does Reed Garrett stay in the game? How did he not get pulled? I don't. Today was we personified the Hawk Tour Girl.
Loogie.
The female Loogie, by the way. Let's not drag her through the mud. She's great. So let me ask you this, Zach. Do you think the Braves are a good baseball team?
No, they're a good baseball team.
They're not a good baseball team. They have a lot of injuries. They're essentially competing with the Braves for the final wild card spot. They play the Braves again late in the season. It's right there in front of us. Positive Aaron Boone says it all the time. And I love positive Aaron Boone.
If we had to play, right, in a series, you're taking the Mets over
I'm taking
the Mets
over the Braves 100%. The Braves are not good. They're hot right now. They will cool off, and
but
the Mets will get hot again.
Logie, here's where Zach's right and you're wrong. And we're getting near that time. We're in mid-August. We're about 6 weeks left in the season. You know what the Braves do that the Mets don't right now? They control their own destiny. And the Mets did all that work to climb up a playoff spot. And as it stands right now, and granted, the Braves are losing. 2.5 back now?
Yeah.
It's not insurmountable, clearly.
Of course it's not.
But you also, when you were in that jumbled mess where it was 2.5, a game back or a game up, the other two wild card spots, remember, it was not that long ago the Mets were chasing the Braves for the top wild card spot. They have blown past you. There is only one spot available here for the Mets from here on out. Now, you want to tell me the Braves have a lot of problems? Sure. The Mets just blew a 5-0 lead to the A's. Please do not look at the Braves' problems. They pale in comparison to what you just witnessed with the Mets today.
I'm glad you said that because look at the season. There was a point where they were 10 games under 500. There was a point where they were competing for the top wild card spot. And now there's a point where everyone thinks the season's over. It's been a roller coaster ride, and the ride is not over yet. That's all my point is. Don't give up. There's a reason we fell in love with this team. They haven't let go to the rope yet. Hold on a second. They still have a successful homestand. There's a lot of season left. I am as positive as I've been all season long, and I believe in this team. And Met fans driving home, tuning in now, you should too.
If the Met season's a roller coaster, you know what today is at Six Flags?
What's that?
They're telling everybody your fast pass is no longer working for this ride. It's broken down. Oh my God. Matt in Nutley. Matt, what's up?
Hey, guys. Great show. First time, long time. Tiki, long time Giants fan. Man, thanks for all the good years.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So back there. I am a long, long time suffering Oakland A's fan. I grew up in Jersey. When I was a kid, they were good. I liked them.
Wow.
I jumped on that bandwagon, and I have been through a lot of lean years. I don't know how the Mets lost this game. I'm very grateful that they did. Oh, you guys are on probably suicide watch. Give some credit to Mason Miller, man. The kid's probably one of the best pitchers.
He's fantastic. As soon as the A's got the lead, you see this kid warming up, and you know he throws gas.
Killed the Yankees earlier in the year.
Killed the Yankees early in the lead the year. Mindy makes a decision in the seventh inning to pull Jeff McNeil, who's been pretty damn good since the All-Star break. For Francisco Alvarez,
who can't hit anything,
who has been terrible, and you think, okay, Mason Miller's going to throw gas. He's going to throw 99. You know what? Alonso can turn around one of those.
Yeah.
Or Alvarez can turn around one of those. All he throws him is sliders.
Yeah.
And he's so far out in front of it. I mean, I kind of understand the decision, but Jeff has been one of the more consistent hitters post All-Star break. I don't understand that move.
Yeah, and Alvarez had a weird play there where he basically grounds it and the ball hits him out of the batter's box. He just looks like a lost cause right now. Maybe that was me. I'll give Mendy this. The one thing we have said about him all year in the positive is he manages more with his gut than he does by the binder. And if I'm going to credit him with that, and I do think there's something to that.
But even that gut move doesn't make sense because Jeff McNeil has been good.
But if he thought maybe this is the moment that wakes up Alvarez...
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it.
Like thinking ahead.
Yes.
Like, let me give him a shot to pull himself out of whatever he's going through.
Look, I'm with you. I would not have pinch hit there in that spot with the way McNeil's playing. But you know what I mean? Like if you're going to give a guy, a manager, credit for a lot of the stuff that's unconventional, that was an unconventional move. And my guess is he did it with the belief of it's going to take one moment and we're going to need Alvarez to get us home. It failed. And when you manage with your gut and it fails, you're going to get crushed for it. But what you saw there was a lot of what has worked for the Mets this year.
True, but it didn't against a team that you should absolutely be beating. Now, look, the A's aren't quitting. That's the one thing you can give them credit for.
Oh, yeah.
I know that their days in Oakland are numbered and they're leaving and they should feel despondent and like, where are we living next year type of thing. But
Sacramento.
Right, but you know what I mean. Like, am I selling my house or my state?
Right.
What am I doing? Right, life should be about what's happening in the previous year. They could easily quit.
Right.
They're not. And you give them credit, but there's no business for a team like the Mets losing to a series. A game, maybe, because that's baseball. You can't lose a series to the A's at home.
unacceptable. If you're going to be a real serious playoff contender, and look, I hate to say this because, you know, what counts in April counts the same in August, specifically at this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do this in mid-August. Joe in Chatham. Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The reality is the Mets, honestly, they're just not good. They're not good enough. I'm a huge Mets fan. I got caught up in the, you know, Grimace and oh my God era. And they're not as bad as they were in April and May.
Sure.
And they're not as good as they were in June and July. And that's just the simple fact.
You know, a 500 team.
Right. And if you think about the four aspects of the game, they're well above average, arguably good or great at defense. But the other three spots, starting, pitching, relieving, and hitting, it's so inconsistent on any given night, one of those things can implode. And today, starting and relievers gave it up. Hitting did its job. But tomorrow, you could lose 2-0 to the Marlins because the hitting could not do its job. So on any given night, any one of those three aspects that are so inconsistent can always kind of implode. And that's why this team, even if they do get into the playoffs, obviously all the teams in front of them in the playoff front, even if they can pass the Braves,
yeah.
They really, I mean, I hate to say this because I love them, but they don't have a shot to make the playoffs, even if they get
there. Well, yeah, they can't be inconsistent like this and think that they're beating one of these other teams, whoever they're likely to play in the wild card.
Right, they don't have the recipe like the Diamondbacks did the year before the Phillies did, where they might have the lineup mm-hmm. if they get hot. How do you trust this rotation and bullpen at all to get you through playoffs?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I thought for a second we were going to say, because as we're watching this game, we know what's going to be over while we're still on air.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, man, maybe Jose Quintana's flipped it a little bit.
Yeah.
Top of the fourth inning, and then next thing you know, game flips.
It was within a blink.
It was
and by the
blink.
Way,
I missed it, actually. I was like, wait, how did it get to 5-4?
And in that moment, by the way, it was almost 5-5, and I think it was Langoliers was sliding home and missed the plate.
Yes.
Had he just touched the plate, too. I mean, you're talking about another run given up by Quintana in that spot, too. That wasn't any work of Quintana's. That was just a missing of the plate.
And heads up by Torrens, by the
way. Right.
Because he recognized he missed the
plate. And get up and tag him,
and got up and tagged him. If he had just argued with the umpire, saying, no, he was out, he might have went back and touched the plate, and it still would have been 5-5. So,
right. Absolutely. Let's continue your calls. John and Maspeth. John, what's up?
How's it going, guys? I called a couple weeks ago, you know, I was the guy that says my daughter would like to say Loogie.
Yes, of course.
And let me tell you something, man. The Metro joke and positive Tommy is delusional Tommy.
Mm. How are they a joke, John?
Oh, boy.
The Mets are a joke.
Why are they a joke?
Grimace, the Oh My God song, the Hawk Tua girl.
Oh, so you're part
there,
of the no-fun police.
They're a joke.
No, they shouldn't have fun, according to you.
Listen, Francisco Lindor is nothing close to MVP material. Pete Alonso
Francisco Lindor is in the MVP conversation.
He has been a catalyst.
Yes, he is.
He's clutch.
Yes, and he's been great in the field, and he's been great at the plate. When they went on this hot streak, John, obviously, hold on. Let's just, for context, John is a massive Yankee fan and probably a bigger Met hater. You called them a joke. They called them a joke. You're the guy that went to the Yankee Stadium with a banner that said, fire Brian Cashman. So worry about your organization, John, and worry about what they're doing. But no, hold on. Don't call them a joke. No, that's disrespectful. They're not a joke. They're having fun, and people like you and Sean. No, you have a boring team, and it's not a joke. They're having fun, and people that don't like fun, and maybe they're miserable or whatever. They don't like when other fan bases are having fun.
The problem, Tommy. The problem is, you can have fun because look, let's face it, they're all kids' games. These are kids' games. I mean, guys are, as the Hall of Famer Warren Sapp once said.
Easy FCC still okay.
No, this is tame Warren Sapp, I think. I don't hear the whole quote, but I know this part. We're playing kids' games, making a king's ransom. It's games, right?
Right.
So have fun with them, obviously. But when you're a team that is having fun and doing all kinds of gimmicks, lots of them, it's great when you're winning. When you're not, we don't want to see it.
Of course.
Period.
Of course. And for those that missed it, there were two first pitches at Citi Field today. One by two-time Super Bowl champion Zach Diassi.
Yeah.
And the other by Hawk Tua girl.
I love Zach. I would have said, nah, save me for another day or go scratch.
Wait, if you were throwing out the first pitch today?
Yes. Yes.
You think Zach Diassi should have told the Mets to go scratch?
Yes.
Why? He could have two first pitches.
She's a gimmick. Like, she's not even a Mets fan. And I promise you, 80% of the people there didn't know who she was. Maybe the kids did.
by the way.
Most people did not. They didn't mention her as, it's the Hawk Tua girl. They said, Haley Welsh is throwing out the first pitch to whoever she threw the pitch to. Most people were like, huh?
They call her viral sensation.
Fuck!
But still, if you're Zach Diassi, you would say, I'm not also doing it? Why? That's rude.
I want my day. Wow. I'm throwing out the pitch. I want my day. I earned it over years. Years. And two rings. And this girl is famous for a week and a half.
He's a long snapper.
He's humanoid Tiki.
I love Zach Diassi. That was the perfect reaction I could have got from Tiki. But you would have walked away.
Go and Bears.
Brown Bears, yes. Yes. So, well, yes.
Just what Tiki said there about when you're winning. When Grimace threw out the first pitch, it was, Grimace threw out a first pitch. And then they rattled off all those wins in a row, and everybody loved it. Mets fans loved it. Mets Twitter had a... Okay, so if they win six or seven in a row here, the Hawk Tua girl...
No, it's over.
It's not over.
It is. They blew a 5-0 lead to the A's. It's over.
And she's not coming back.
She's not coming back. That's right.
She lost it. It's not there. There's no magic.
See, yep. I disagree, because they're still in spitting distance.
You just want to meet her, okay? So stop. You want to go to the Mets game and hang out with her, fine. But she's no magic.
No, I want to turn. I want to get the Mets back going again.
Tiki's found it. You just want to hang out with Hawk Tua girl.
Well, I'm going to Nashville next week, so I will run into
the
female.
She just lives in Nashville? She was there on a trip,
She's
too.
From Tennessee. Okay.
All right. You could be from New York and be in New York City once a year, once every 3 years.
I know, dummy, but I'm not going to Paris. I have a pretty solid chance of running into her in Nashville, the biggest party town probably in the country right now.
Can I ask you two?
She'll be headlining some event.
Yeah. Yeah. When John Maspeth calls and he has this whole thing and says the Mets are not a good team and then calls you delusional Tommy, why were you not more offended by that?
Because positive Tommy, obviously, is not delusional Tommy, and positive Tommy does not lose his cool unless we have a Yankee fan there that wants the tears and wants to drink it, which I will not provide, and I will push back on him, which I will do forever on this station, pushing back on the Yankee fan that wants to have fun at the Mets fan expense. Not on my watch. Not
the Met Messiah, Loogie?
All right, we're going to continue to take your calls, and just to surmise what you just heard, the Mets have blown a 5-0 lead to the A's and lose a game that they probably had no business losing. Tommy remains positive and still says keep no vacation plans. Tiki believes Zach Diassi should have walked away and told the Mets to go scratch because he should not have been dual throwing out a first pitch with Hawk Tua girl.
Where did they book that, by the way?
I got to be honest. Zach Diassi was booked first. There's no way.
That's what I mean.
Because if you already booked.
That's what I mean. I
know Zach. You're not going to be like, hey, Zach, can you come by?
Yeah, Zach was already booked. I know. I'm positive that was the case. When did they book her? Like yesterday?
They probably saw.
Guess what? Our client.
I would say this.
Haley is in town. Can she throw out the first pitch?
Sure. I think this is true. They lost the 3 straight games to the Mariners.
Uh-huh.
They felt a slide was upon them. And the Mets are not idiots. I think they're genius marketers. They have had the gimmicks all year, and I'm going to have more of those that come in some Cinco. They probably said, she's in town? That would be great. Look at what we got with Grimace. Unfortunately, it blew up in their face. 888-808-1019. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Evan and Tiki is back here, and this summer's hottest lineup isn't at a music festival. It's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refresher flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon. And the new Sparked Energy drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app. Hello, SNY. Evan and Tiki here. Evan with a little sick day. It's Sean Morash, Tiki Barber. After a brutal, what I believe is the worst Mets loss of the year, blowing a 5-0 lead, we're going to continue to take your calls at 888-808-1019. A lost series to the A's, and now 2.5 games back of the Braves, though the Braves are now trailing 6-0 in the seventh inning, so that'll probably go back to 2 games. So luckily for the Mets, probably no lost ground, although...
On the wild card. But there's tons of lost ground in perception.
And, I mean, I guess the Giants, if you consider them in it, will gain a game on the Mets back that way.
I mean, they're not that dead. Far out.
What right, that's the other
what
thing.
What are they, 4 games out behind them? Or I gotta go back maybe to this.
Remember, they've had a rough week, too. So the Giants are... No, the Giants are 2 games back of the Mets right now.
Well, there you go. So they're going to catch
the Giants are going to be a game and a half back of the Mets.
Yes.
Although 3 in the loss column, to be fair. Either way, I mean, this is why losing any of these games while the Braves and Giants are playing each other was a problem.
Yes, exactly right.
Was absolutely a problem. Now, we're getting to it obviously a little late, but without further ado, it's Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo. Let's celebrate the fun. Tune into
Cinco de Fivo was brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. The Mets now losers of a ton in a row. Just kidding, they won last night. They have had some gimmicks, Tiki, and I'm going to give you my 5 best Mets gimmicks this year. Okay? Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
I'm still going Rally Pimp. It was cool. It was different. And I feel bad for the rally pimp.
Why?
Just completely left in the dust. He was there first in April, and they've had a million things since. And I will proclaim I still think the rally pimp was cool.
I agree with you. I feel bad. He seemed like a cool guy. Too.
Cool guy. All right, here we go.
Number 4.
Can't believe I'm saying this, but positive Tommy. In a day and age of sports radio where negativity sells, you know, there's a host on WFAN with only positive Mets takes, even after a game like this. It is original content.
And I remain as positive as ever, even after they lose a series to the A's. And look what happened. I was positive after the loss. Give that Atlanta score again. 6-0 Giants. Remain positive.
Okay.
The Met Messiah, Lugie.
Thank you, BT.
By the way, 6-0 Giants reminds me of my first quarter of a September game, hopefully, this year. Here we go.
Number three
on the best Mets gimmicks this year, a book with a bunch of scorecards in it from a guy who scores games at home. I think it's called My Mets Bible. That was a pretty good gimmick this year for the Mets.
That was. On sale now at Amazon.
That's right.
Also, audiobook available. Voiced by Evan Roberts.
I'm a loser. Right.
By the way, never too early to start your holiday shopping.
That's
right. How about that?
That's right.
Here we go.
Number two
is Grimace. I still have, in that rain delay during the Yankees, the images of Grimace up on the shoulders of Met fans chugging a 40-ouncer. The Mets revived this great McDonald's character. Tiki hated him. Licata hated him. I liked him.
Grimace is dead.
Rest.
Grimace, you're our lucky charm.
Not anymore.
And number one. No, it's not the OMG song. It's Hook to a Girl. They did it. The Mets did it. I couldn't believe my eyes today. They shunned Zach Diassi. And they brought out Hawk to a Girl to throw out a first pitch. And I believe they called her after getting swept by the Mariners and said, what game can you make? And they were hoping that this would become a Grimace-like thing. And honestly, for the Met marketing team, I'm not going to fake be offended that some girl is famous for, you know, look on the internet for why she's famous for, was throwing out the first pitch. Good for her. Family-friendly day, camp day.
Family-friendly day.
Yeah.
Of course.
All the camp shirts. What better day to bring out Hawk to a Girl? Unfortunately for her.
That might have been the shark jumper.
Yeah, I think the Mets tried too many gimmicks. Unfortunately, it was one too many.
One too many.
Because when you bring her out cockily because you can think you're going to beat the A's, and that happens, come on. You got to win the game. And now, unfortunately for her, she's number one on my gimmicks list. She will not be number one on Mets gimmicks list because it's now associated with negativity.
That's right. Are you done with her?
your unlucky charm.
I will never be done with the Hawk Tua girl, the female loogie. Listen, I would think people would be into this. When's the last time we saw a spitter? You know, the spit pitch. What was it? The spit ball? We haven't seen that forever.
I'm not going to allow you to do that.
Loogie!
That is Cinco de Five-O today and every day.
Kiss my fat ass!
Also, for all of you watching on SNY and all of you listening on WFAN and free on the Odyssey app, it is my another time to remind you, tomorrow is a really, really fun day on WFAN. Mm-hmm. A special day on WFAN, a special day on Evan and Tiki as well as BT and Sal. Get your tickets to Fanatics Fest. Come to the Javits Center tomorrow. You will get to meet Tiki, hopefully Evan if he's feeling better, Loogie, myself, Sal, BT, Dove Kramer, who is, this event is so special that Dove Kramer tomorrow, for the first time in all our years working at WFAN, will not be wearing a white buttoned-up shirt.
Never have seen him in anything other than a white buttoned-up shirt.
That's right, Loogie. He will not be wearing a white buttoned-up shirt because we are all wearing WFAN gear tomorrow. So, Dove Kramer, you'll see that. That's an amazing turn.
That's right.
But you will see us. Now, on top of that, what do you get tomorrow? What can make you part of the event so special? This is much like Comic-Con, but it's a sports version where people dress up, you know.
If you want to. Fanatics Fest is encouraging you to dress up.
To dress up. And this is the polo Tommy's holding on SNY. We will all be wearing those, so look for us.
WFAN.
Beautiful.
Every hour on the hour, one lucky fan will get that has the best gear. I'm talking head to toe.
Right.
I'm not talking about just like a little t-shirt or a hat.
Right.
Like head to toe will be chosen for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet and greet with all-star athletes.
That's cool. So what we think you should do, come dressed like Tiki Barber.
Yeah. Oh, not just Tiki Barber. Not just me. I don't like talking about myself in the third person. Not just me in my football days, but maybe in my Broadway days.
That's right.
Now, Loogie has posted this photo on our social media sites.
At Evan and Tiki WFAN.
That's right. You'll see me in a football jersey and 6-inch high stiletto thigh high kinky boots.
So come dressed potentially, and Tiki has promised this. If you come dressed as kinky boots Tiki and pull it off, the boots, the jersey, that look at Evan and Tiki WFAN, you'll get a little airtime tomorrow.
100%.
That is what Tiki has vowed. Because that, I mean, I don't know how you're not the best dressed of your favorite athlete in that.
That's right, because then you really care.
Then you really care.
That picture that we tweeted out that you guys discuss is a big-time thirst trap. How many 60-year-old women named Dottie that repeaters are going to have that up on their wall as a poster? I mean, Teak, that was a thirst trap.
Yeah.
You're like the Hawk Tua girl.
That Tiki Bob is a heartbreaker, that one.
It looks like such a kinky sex activity.
I will not divulge what has happened in those kinky boots.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh, those boots are made for walking. So, yes, a lot of fun. Come check us out, Javits Center, tomorrow. We're going to have a fun time. We'll be out there from 2 to 6, having a great time. Come meet us. Come check out the show. And if you want to get there earlier, BT and Sal as well, a fun time tomorrow at Javits Center. All right, back to your calls at 888-808-1019. Michael in Belmore. Michael, what's up?
What's up, Michael?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to ask you each one question, all right?
Yeah.
What's worse? Sean, you go first.
Okay.
What's worse, blowing a 5-0 lead in the fourth or blowing an 8-2 lead in the eighth?
Okay, so, Mike, I'm glad you brought that up. Do you want to put the full context out there, though?
Yes. Blowing a 5-run lead to the A's or blowing an 8-2 lead to the Rockies in the eighth, which the Braves did on Sunday and then won the next three games.
I'll tell you what. It's still blowing the 5-0 lead to the A's. You're at home, not on the road in Coors Field where there's runs a gazillion.
Right, and Michael, it also loses you the series.
And loses you the series. Now, it did for the Braves as well. Nobody's saying, hey, the Braves blowing that 8-2 lead to the Rockies. That was awesome. That was horrible, too. But this is exactly why today stunk. Don't you want a loss like Atlanta had Sunday, Michael, to really feel the pain? You just gave that back to Atlanta. That means nothing to Atlanta now because look what you just did.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but it shows even with that loss, you can win three in a row. That's what the Mets have to do versus the Marlins.
Oh, no
doubt.
They got
to win the next three games. And Robbie Rosenhaus says hello.
Oh, boy. Robbie Rosenhaus is working over at KFAN in Minnesota. How about that? He's in for a rude awakening week one with those Vikings. Rocco and Lindcroft. Rocco, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All good.
Tiki, I'm a diehard Jet fan, but you belong in the Hall of Fame, my friend. You were great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He does.
Hopefully one of these days.
The Jet fans continue to love
you. Yeah, I hope so.
Because I love Nate Hackett.
Yeah, well, another suffering Jet fan. But listen, guys, on today's game, number one, a horrible loss. But besides, you know, the usual with the not hitting with runners in scoring position, the usual crap, how does this guy Hefner, Jeremy Hefner, still have a job with the way these pitches, with these walks? Every game, it's the same thing. They put guys on base, 2-3 walks in an inning. I mean, you can't give these free walks away. How don't they stop this? It's been going on all season. I don't understand it. This guy still has a job.
Yeah, I mean, but you also got to remember, some of these guys, like, they've been up and down. There's some of these guys are new. The confidence in the bullpen from the very beginning of this season has been shot. And so I can imagine that Hefner is constantly trying to tinker with, like, almost everybody.
Sure.
In the bullpen. And so how much effect is that going to have?
I mean, at some point, the player's got to perform, right?
Exactly
right. You can show a player a million times how to do something if he doesn't do it.
At some point, you just got to tell him, stop being scared. If you're going to get hit, you're going to get hit. And if you're going to be bad enough because you're going to get hit, sorry, you're not cut out for it. But you can't put it on the coach all the time. To me, this is about the players. And maybe that's more on ownership or on David Stearns because they're just not good enough.
It's not like anybody thought they had a brilliant set of bullpen arms and now they're letting down because they're off.
We've known this for months.
Right. And losing Nunez to the IL a couple weeks ago, it killed him.
That's right.
It killed him. Tim in Indian Hills. Tim, what's up?
Hey, guys. I think we're missing the point with this, with the whole hot tour girl. What they really should have done is they should have brought her into the dugout and shown Katana how to throw a spitter. Maybe he would have thrown up that grand.
All right. Who had 549 on the poll for that? 888-808-1019. Careful, folks. Tread careful. Okay? That's all I could say. And you might have to change your name from Loogie to something else, Tom.
At least until that blows over.
Fuck to it, Loogie! I see what you did.
Middays on the Fan. 20 years from now, I'm the future.
20? Chasing Sal and BT? Yeah,
20 years from now, that's a long career. I said 20 years from now.
So you're,
can we all just cut,
Would you tell BT and Sal that to your face? Hey, 20 years from now, I got your chair.
Well, I mean, I think they've both endorsed me as the future of the station. Mm. That's Messiah, generational talent. So you want to say 30 years from now? 30 years from now. Loogie is timeless. I don't age. I'm Benjamin Button. I go backwards. Mm. Now, by the way, can we all just relax? Can everybody just take a deep breath and see where the Mets are at right now? 2.5 back. There'll be 2 back here. Braves lose.
What happened to chasing down the Phillies? Now you're 2.5 back in the wild card.
Context is everything. The Phillies were scuffling. The Mets were red hot. So when I said that, it made sense. Now you change the goalpost a little bit. Like I said, dream as big as you want. But the reality right now is you can continue to dream. But the reality is they're right there. There's a month and a half left. There's a lot of season left, guys. I have people that are muting me, that are telling me to shut up and don't be positive Tommy anymore. I will continue to be positive for the rest of my Mets fandom. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Tiki, I don't know. I just called it one of the best Mets gimmicks of the year, the positive Tommy thing. I'm torn on whether I like this or not anymore.
What, now you want to remove it from your Cinco de Fivo?
Because I don't feel
you want to call an audible?
Yeah, here's the problem. I could sense it.
But what are you inserting in there?
Probably OMG.
Mm.
I guess I'd have to do that.
OMG needs to be in there.
Because you know why?
You know what? I give you permission.
Okay, Tommy, you're out. You're not number 4 anymore, OMG. Actually, I moved the rally pimp up to 4, OMG 5.
Yep. Oh my God. Sorry, Tom.
I just don't feel it from you, bro. Like, the positive stuff I really was feeling.
I think you're faking it now.
It does. It feels fake.
You're forcing it.
Yeah.
Right.
You're faking it.
Swallowing it and just regurgitating it now.
Yeah.
It's not real.
It feels like more of an obligation than a heartfelt message.
Yeah. Who's the most positive person in your mind on the Mets right now? See, you can't even do it. It should come off the top of your head like that.
No. You know what you remind me of?
You're thinking. You're faking it.
You remind me of Vin Diesel when he gets the script for the 9th Fast and the Furious. It's like, why did I commit to this?
Not at all. And I know you want to drink the tears of positive Tommy. Mark Vientos is a good one right off the bat. Francisco Lindor.
I would have said that like that. I wouldn't even have had to think about it.
Yeah, so. I mean, it took him like 60 seconds.
Well, I was going to make a spit swallow joke, but I went and I was thinking about that. Fuck! Do it!
You could talk to management tomorrow. I'm not. I am doing the right thing today. 888.
You're doing the right thing today. You just spent 5 minutes doing a list where you included, hopefully Andy Martino's not listening, a pimp, a guy with last name is Wiener, and the friggin' hot tour girl.
For the record, Seymour Wiener is a decorated veteran. I did not include him on this because he's not a gimmick. Mm. And shame on you for laughing at him. 888-808-1019.
Boy, you should run for office.
Mm. Well, you know what? The way that
Never say never, as we've learned. Mark in Fairfield, Connecticut. Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys. Just throwing it out there. Don't you think it's time that Francisco Alvarez goes down and gets himself straightened out? I mean,
no, I can't see that.
I mean, Torrance, what are you going to take Torrance out of the game?
No. It's not even about that. But I just think, I think Francisco Alvarez has been so much of a catalyst for this team over the course of this season. Yeah, he's in an extended slump right now. And part of it, I think he was banged up. What did he hurt?
Yeah, I'm forgetting now.
What is
he? He missed two games in a row with it.
Right, and I can't remember what it is now. He might be just suffering from the remnants of whatever was bothering him. Yeah. Or it threw something off with him. And sure. So he's become one-dimensional as a hitter. And we talked about this briefly earlier. He can hit the fastball. But teams that are going to throw him off-speed stuff, especially sliders, righties going out of the zone, he has no chance at it. He's so ahead of those things. He has no chance.
He looks awful. He looks lost. But I'm a big believer in this. Is Francisco Alvarez, we're going to lose all faith that he's a pillar piece of the core of this future of this team?
No chance.
Of course, I still believe in Francisco Alvarez.
Right.
So if I'm going to do that, he's got to work his way through it. And if that means playing Torrens more a little bit, that's fine. The Met lineup ultimately should be deep enough to withstand the Francisco Alvarez slump. And frankly, he didn't play today, sure. You know, he obviously pinched hit. They still scored 6 runs today. It's not great. I think he will find his way out of it. But the Mets' problems run much deeper right now than Francisco Alvarez's slump.
I agree. And I don't agree with sending him down. It makes no sense.
Yeah, absolutely. SNY, we want to thank you very much. Obviously, this was a very long show we had today. Appreciate you joining. Stay tuned for Baseball Night New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac, coming up next on SNY. All right, Nick in the Bronx. Nick, what's up? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Sean, my condolences to you, your wife, and our family.
Nick, that means a lot. I appreciate it, man. What's up?
All right, I'm kind of sticking up for you.
Okay.
And if I have enough time, I got a question for TK afterwards.
Yeah,
I seen him at the game, practice the other day. You had your kangaroo court that you can't go to Giant practice next week.
Yes.
And Evan, I think he's really not sick today, because the last time he went to the Met game, he just said he was going. And
like opening day, you think he was at the game today?
And didn't he get in trouble? Wasn't he supposed to have some kind of suspension coming up that nothing ever happened yet
on opening day?
If he didn't get his, they should know.
Well, our PD,
think he's at the Met game today.
But our PD left.
Yes, Spike Eskin left.
He went down to Philly.
So any
previous adjudicated penalties were just kind of lost.
You know,
fines.
That's a great point, though.
Suspensions, all that stuff, all out the window.
There are two things true there. Number one, I don't think that Evan was at the Met game today because he's going tomorrow, he's got to get his T-shirt, and he already alluded he's going to Sunday.
Yes.
I did hear Evan yesterday, and he felt sick, and all busting chops aside, I'm happy Evan didn't come in today. Tommy is heading to Nashville next week. I got a trip coming up with the family. We got Giants camp coming up. The last thing we needed was Evan being sick and getting everybody else sick. That being said, he was supposed to get punished for going to opening day. And Spike leaves and that's out. And he has pounded the table that I can't go to Giant Camp next week. I mean, that's a little hypocritical.
But it's kind of just luck of the situation.
Right place, right time for Evan?
Right place, right time.
Shocking.
Wrong place, wrong time for you.
Boy, you sound like such
happiness.
Crimes
against sports humanity. That's your fault, dude. You want to be Mr. I'm on Twitter. And when you have to be on there, you're not.
Because I had adult beverages and I was being conscious to not say the wrong thing. Mm. You know the day and age with canceling people.
Were you going to curse?
I might have told an Islander fan that came my timeline, bleep off.
Okay, that would not have gotten you fired.
No, but you know what? I wanted to be classy. So I stepped away for a little bit. And nonetheless, you guys punish me. I'm not going to Giant Camp. Look, it's one more cookie Kayvon Thibodeau gets to eat. And that's fine. But Evan did dodge him. He was supposed to be punished.
He definitely was supposed to be punished. But
I don't remember what the punishment was.
Who remembers anymore?
It was supposed to be levied out by the former PD. The former PD left before he levied out the punishment. So I think as a show, we should just come up with something. We should check with upper management to see that it's all good. But Evan should be punished for his crimes against, frankly, the show and his job.
Sportsmanity, I think is what you guys called
it. No, yours was sportsmanity.
Yours was sportsmanity.
Well, leaving work to go to opening day is not sportsmanity?
No, that was just more of a crime against us. Him not being here, we're fine.
Oh, well, I mean, clearly, I would argue this is the best show all summer.
By the way, Sean,
yep.
You said you were classy when you muted Twitter or whatever, you deleted it. Why start now? There's a reason why the Islander fans wanted their comeuppance, because you were jerked to them all year long. Positive Tommy doesn't skip the podium. Positive Tommy tweets out after every game. I'm here on the radio. You still don't get it. That's what really annoys me.
I don't
get why you were punished and what you did wrong. And you arrogantly sort of sit there and act like, well, I didn't do anything wrong. You did. People wanted to hear from you, or they wanted to get their pound of flesh. And by the way, there's a lot of flesh to pound on. That's why you should have been there.
I'm confused. Either way, I'm so sick and tired of hearing you talking to third person. I mean, please.
Lukey!
So annoying.
By the way, tomorrow at the Javits Center, if you come by, we are going to be doing the Lugash debate series, number two. I do lead 1-0. And it's a good time to bring up the first topic, which was, who is the hottest team in baseball? I think we could officially say that Tommy's Mets are not the hottest team in baseball. Will Tommy relinquish that? I would hope. I would certainly hope. Because they just lost the series at home to the A's.
Mm.
We will continue to take your calls on that at 888-808-1019. It's Evan and Tiki on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The Mets lose a game. It's just impossible to lose when you have a 5-0 lead. Just incredible. But there was an important question that has been circled around the internet, led by one of our local teams, the New York Football Giants.
Okay.
All right, Tiki, so how this works is, you know how all these teams do, right? They get the players to answer some kind of ridiculous question and have fun with it, right?
Yes.
Today's really caught my eye. The Giants did this. Okay.
Was this the one about the pants?
You saw it?
I did.
Damn. I wanted to get your honest answer.
Okay. But I didn't...
Think about it?
I didn't think about it. I just saw the question.
So the question was, if a dog were to wear pants, how would the dog wear pants? Two options. Would they wear a two-legged pair of pants on their back legs, like a human would wear on two legs, and treat their front paws like arms? Or would a dog wear pants where it went across the whole body and all four legs were in the denim?
He's a dog.
Huh. Tiki Barber.
I would think that if you did the latter one, they would have to be leggings.
Do I want to know why they would have to
because
be
leggings? How would they stay on?
Because if it's on all four, they would keep falling down? Well, a belt, you silly goose.
But you can't put a belt from, like, chest to tail.
A long or a leash?
I don't know how that would work.
Well, how would they stay on the other way?
Because, like, the body curves. So it'd be on the back legs, and then the belt could be, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, well, here's
across the midsection?
Here's the problem. I think the answer, no matter what, is the backside.
Okay.
Because unlike us, what a dog needs, specifically the male dog, the package needs to be exposed. Because they're primed to go to the bathroom at any point.
Yeah.
So you can't have them their pants.
But the idea of wearing pants is to cover the package.
That's the idea of wearing pants?
Right, to cover your privates.
Then why wouldn't everybody just walk around in underwear?
I don't know, because
it gets cold out.
I don't know. Some people walk around without underwear on, Evan Roberts, but it's just, I don't know.
The idea of wearing pants is to cover your privates? Is that true?
What are pants for then?
I don't know. Why aren't we naked all the time? I guess.
No, I thought it was more for style. Like you wear pants for style.
Yeah, I think so.
And warmth in the cold.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. So I'm back legs, you're back legs.
Yes, I think I'm
back legs. But package has to be covered up.
Right.
So then we're teaching a dog how to unzip.
Yes.
All right.
Which they can do.
But I guess if we're making the leap that if a dog had to wear pants, we're making the leap that they're able to function in the pants.
Right. Why? This sounds like the most stupid question I've ever heard.
Well, it might be. But I'm curious. You go down rabbit holes, Tommy.
So what did the Giants players say?
They were mixed.
Hmm.
They were mixed. Go watch the video. Tommy, where would you go with this?
So they asked him a question and then gave him these two options, or these were the answers that were most commonly
given? No. They gave him two options, and they put a little, a picture.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
And so they could choose some two pictures?
Yeah, basically. All right, got it. This is how it would look.
Got it.
So let me be clear here. The Giants don't have dogs. The Yankees don't have dogs. Only the Knicks have dogs. So I am not going to answer this question because I believe it's a play on words as the Giants try to push their dog mentality this season. This is their way.
I can't take it anymore, man.
He's a dog.
He is the Mets.
I know.
He is the Mets. I can't keep track of how many gimmicks he has.
You think that they care how a pug puts on trousers? They don't care. This is a play on words. So I can't answer that.
Connor, can you save this segment? How should a dog wear his pants?
Well, a dog has to wear his pants on the back legs.
Yes.
The front legs or arms are his arms. And a dog will reach out sometimes with those arms because they're his arms.
So it can't. He can't wear denim or she.
Can't wear denim. Sweatpants, though, maybe.
Mm. Denim. Okay.
He's a dog.
I also...
Other teams are doing this stuff?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Are they asking different questions?
Yes, different questions. This one I just thought was interesting. Hmm. This one struck me as Tiki Barber makes an omelet every day for his dog, thinks about a lot of things intellectually. How would he dress his dog with pants?
Just because CJ gets pampered.
Well, you never know.
She'd wear a skirt, though.
Okay. So if you had a male dog, a little Levi's?
Or make him Scottish.
What does that mean?
So he could wear a kilt.
Oh, okay.
Then he doesn't have to learn how to unzip.
Dog.
I guess speaking of skirts, I can't believe we're here, but we just talked about and we did Cinco de 5-0. I forgot her name. The Hawk Tua girl threw out the first pitch
Haley
in that
Welsh.
Game. Haley Welsh. And the Mets introduced her as a viral sensation. I think I have to kind of defend her now because this seems like, I don't know if you guys have seen, there's a lot of social media reaction.
Oh, she is a viral sensation.
She is. But people are going, I think, a little too negative with this now. You want to tell me that it was offensive to Zach Diassi to put, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But, guys, she's not some kind of criminal or anything.
And by the way, she didn't do anything.
She didn't do anything wrong. By all accounts, she's a really fun, cool young girl that happened to get swept up in social media. She didn't know she was going to get swept up in social media. She was asked a question and gave her friend, had her answer, and it was done in a fun, unique way. If that offends you, I'm sorry. She should not have to apologize for her 15 minutes of fame. But the idea that people are offended that the Mets brought her out for the first pitch. Guys, it is a gimmick. The Mets are doing these kind of fun viral things. They did the Grimace thing. It's not offensive that out there today, what is it? It's not like she's one of the lead characters in Showgirls that came out. By all accounts, she's just a fun girl that said something silly.
She made a joke.
Can we stop pretending to be offended by this?
Yeah, I think that I will say this. If you are offended by it, you have the right to be offended. I just think that a lot of people don't like people that get rich. Yeah. That don't have talent.
I'm seeing things like the Mets were jealous.
So it's a jealousy thing.
There's a lot of people that are jealous because she made a joke and now she's probably already a millionaire and there are a lot of people that are not happy about that. By the way.
And you could be tired of her, by the way.
How do you know it was a joke? She could have been dead ass serious.
She could have, Teak, but I'm saying the way she delivered it was...
Fuck! Dude!
Right, but the question what would you do to make your man happy? Maybe that's what she does.
Yeah.
And she's right. But
right.
But she said it in a jokingly manner in the sense that it was like, it was silly. Yeah. That's what
right. It was all silly. Safe. It was it was a sensitive subject. So the best way to make a sensitive subject not sensitive is to put some levity on it.
Fun and levity.
And make it funny.
But the idea that somehow the Mets today were tone deaf, I saw one of the words used out there, offensive. No, they weren't. It's not this girl's fault. She's capitalizing on 50 minutes of fame. And the Mets are just playing into the silliness. This whole year has been silly. They have a second baseman going platinum. They had a big purple blob throw out a first pitch. They had a player throw a glove into the stands.
Who I thought was retired from McDonald's, by the way.
Whatever.
I thought he was.
He might have been.
I haven't seen Grimace in forever.
He's collecting a pension right now.
No, he definitely is.
The point is the Mets leaned into the
silliness. Came out of retirement for this one.
Yeah. Let's not pretend to be offended.
Yeah, and we've had reality TV for 30, 40 years. Can we just, everybody calm down? Like I said, money is unlimited. We could all get our money. She got the bag by being funny. That's the internet right now. Anybody can become famous.
And if you were at the game with your kid today and they said, who's that? You know what the answer is? I don't know.
No.
They introduced her as a viral sensation. I don't know, honey. It's whatever. It's the TikTok. What's going on?
Because I heard that, too. The kids know who she is more than the parents.
True.
The kids on TikTok are telling the parent who she is.
Right. And honestly, I'm doubting a seven-year-old is going to ask who that is. They're worried about the cotton candy.
Especially the way they presented her, which I thought was probably the right way to do it. They didn't say the Hawk Tua girl. They said her real name and a viral sensation.
I can't believe I'm in this position to defend the Mets, but I think people are going a little out of control. You want to bash the Mets today? How about this? How about bash Pete Alonso for popping up versus Mason Miller in the ninth inning?
3-2.
Exactly.
One out.
888-808-1019. Craig on Long Island. Craig, what's up?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
All's good, man.
All right, so I'm sitting in traffic.
and I'm very disgusted how the Mets could blow a 5-run lead on a game that they needed to win. I know the A's have been hot, but you got to win this game, especially coming off of that West Coast road trip.
No doubt.
I'm disgusted with that. But you know what? As a parent of little kids, to try to explain who this person is throwing out the first pitch, I'm sorry. It's disgusting and it's gross.
Craig, I'm a parent of little kids. Why do you have to explain anything? Say you don't know. Who are we kidding here?
When my kids ask me, I don't want to lie to my kids, bro. I don't want to lie to them.
Well, why do you know who she is then?
Because my oldest daughter knows who she is because okay. She's in college. A college kid would know, but my 8-year-old son doesn't know.
Okay, so
you don't have to get specific.
I know you don't have to be specific. I don't know. She became famous on the internet. That's it.
It doesn't matter. Here's the bottom line. The Mets brought this person out who's, in my opinion, associated with something that's negative in the world, and they glorified it today. And disgusting.
Boy, Craig, if that's negative in the world, excuse me, I'd like to leave the world.
Craig, I mean, that is not, I mean, I'm not going to go any further. Negative in the world.
That's a stretch. By the way, I'm not a parent, but most kids, don't they see this stuff on YouTube, Teak?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
An 8-year-old shouldn't, but
I agree. I understand that.
I think kids are exposed to a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
A whole lot. Much more than parents want to admit. Yeah. And so they get offended sometimes when they think that their kid shouldn't know that. But trust me, your kids already do know that. And this is not just because of social media and the era that we live in these days. When I was living in the city and I had younger kids, younger than his kid, they would take the bus because they were going to a school outside of the city. So they would take the bus up to school.
I'm sure the things they...
Oh, my Lord. The things they would come back saying.
Right.
And being a parent isn't about keeping your kids from hearing all of these things. Being a parent is teaching your kids what's appropriate for them to repeat.
Yeah. That's a great way to look at it.
Understanding what something is very different than saying what something is, right? My kids listen to music. Every music, any song, any genre you listen to has curse words in it.
Of course.
Except for Christian rock, probably.
Or innuendo. Like Creed.
There's something that's there. And your kids were going to hear it, and they're going to sing it, and they're going to know it.
Right.
Now, the question is, when do they do it? Like, our kids used to ask, they ask us, Mom, can we say the curse word? Dad, can I say the cuss word?
Right.
Yeah, but don't say it in school.
But don't say it in school. But see, that's good. That's good parenting the way that is.
Right.
Now, the only thing I'll say, too, I have a tough time with I don't want to lie to my kids. That sounds great. That sounds like real soapboxy on the surface. I'm not going to get into anything because I don't know who's in the car now. Mm-hmm. You're a liar if you've never lied to your kids. And I'll just say, think about it.
You're 100% right.
So please.
You tell your kids all the time, hey, the Rangers won the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
So you're a big fat liar.
But as far as my kids are concerned, the Giants went undefeated last year.
You're a bitter biscuit.
Why weren't they in the Super Bowl? Oh, you know, they weren't undefeated enough.
Right. That was just an extra game for the losers, honey.
Can you imagine Sean's daughters when they go to school and they tell everybody that the Giants have won the Super Bowl the last 15 years and how they've been mocked by everybody at school?
Oh, well, listen. There's certain things you got to raise your kids with, but please, the soapbox. You can't lie to my kids.
Ruining the world, too. I'll let that go, but come on.
Yeah. Please. There's a lot about Craig.
Help a lot of marriages out.
We're coming to you live. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. The Odyssey Lottery Recap, presented by Jack Pocket. Powerball is now $35 million, and Mega Millions is now $464 million. Order Powerball and Mega Millions on your phone using the Jack Pocket app. 18 or older, gambling problem in New York. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER. See jackpocket.com/TOS for terms. Very important, this Sunday. Watch this Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, live on CBS television. The Big Three Championship Weekend tips off from Boston's TD Garden. Watch Gary Payton's Bivouac and Michael Cooper's Three's Company battle it out for the Dr. J Championship Trophy. That's this Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, live on CBS television. Ice Cube's Big Three Basketball Championship Game from Boston's TD Garden. Watch all the action live this Sunday at 3 p.m. on CBS television and on X around the world. Big Three Basketball, sports extravaganza like no other. A Lou Gowher is next. How positive will he spin the Mets? Tiki, myself, Loogie, we think Evan, based on health, will all be at the Javits Center at FanFest tomorrow. Come over. Come dressed as any Tiki Barber you want. See you tomorrow, everybody. Enjoy the Lou Gowher.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.